from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Police in Brussels arrest 21 terror suspects. Belgian prosecutors said Monday that anti-terrorism raids have resulted in 5 more arrests, bringing the total to 21 as the capital of Brussels remains on the highest level of alert. Brussels' subway system and its schools closed today as wary residents faced a third day of lockdown and another work week overshadowed by the massive manhunt. Turkey has all but closed its borders to Syrian refugees. That according to a report by U.S.-based Human Rights Watch. As Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul, the group accuses Ankara of pushing refugees into the arms of smugglers as Russia intensifies its bombing campaign in Syria.
Human Rights Watch says Turkey has ended its open-door policy of admitting Syrian refugees and during the past few months has intensified its monitoring of unofficial crossing points for refugees. Ankara's actions are imperiling refugees, says Emma Sinclair Webb, Human Rights Watch senior researcher in Turkey.
The border is, for all intents and purposes, closed, and they have to rely on pretty dangerous smugglers' routes to get into Turkey. And obviously that works very much against the sick, the elderly, children, and people who are in real need.
When contacted, Turkey's foreign ministry was unable to give a response. Dorian Jones for VOA News, Istanbul.
The Human Rights Watch report says the international community, especially the European Union, must do its part in helping ease Turkey's burden. Israeli army said a Palestinian attacker stabbed 2 Israelis at a gas station on the edge of the West Bank on Monday, killing one of them before being shot dead. The incident has prompted new security measures announced by Israel's prime minister. This is VOA News. French President François Hollande will meet Tuesday with U.S. President Barack Obama as part of a multi-nation tour seeking to spur action against Islamic State militants and a push for political settlement to Syria's civil war. The White House said the two leaders will discuss further cooperation before leaving France for his meeting with President Obama. Mr. Hollande on Monday hosted British Prime Minister David Cameron. President Hollande stated that we are convinced that we must continue to hit the Islamic State group in Syria. We will intensify our strikes. We will choose targets that inflict the maximum possible damage on this terrorist army, and our aircraft carrier, which is soon to arrive in place, has been clearly adapted to hit Daesh and to hit it hard. Prime Minister Cameron said he plans to ask his parliament this week to approve expanding Britain's involvement in the U.S.-led coalition to include airstrikes in Syria. Malian authorities are continuing their search for at least 3 suspects they believe are connected to Friday's deadly jihadist attack on the Radisson Blue Hotel in the capital of Bamako. That one killed 19 people. With an analysis of the Friday attack, here's Katerina Heya for VOA.
Radisson Blue was considered one of the safest hotels in Bamako. Among its guests were diplomats, presidents, and foreign businessmen looking to invest in Mali. Political analyst Issa Ndiaye says there are many reasons why the hotel was targeted. The Radisson was the perfect target for multiple reasons, one being the many foreigners that frequently stay at hotel, Ndiaye says. The Radisson is where international investors meet and business deals are signed. Ndiaye says the attack will have foreign investors think twice before they invest in Mali. 2 West African militant groups, Al-Qaeda and Islamic Maghreb, Akim and his affiliate Al-Murabitun claim joint responsibility for the attack. Katerina Heye for VOA News in Bamako.
A representative from Northern Mali separatist group said the assault on the hotel was an attempt to derail its fragile peace accord signed in June. Nigeria's military is again vowing to destroy Boko Haram by the end of the year, even as the terrorist group Sunday launched another deadly attack in the northeast of the country, killing around 8 people. Reports say a suicide bomber, probably a 20-year-old woman, detonated her explosives among internally displaced people, mostly women and children, as they arrived in the city of Maiduguri. And at least 100 bodies have been recovered, and rescue workers in northern Myanmar are pulling more bodies from the rubble today, 2 days after a massive landslide near a jade mine. Officials say at least 100 people are still missing after the collapse. And this is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.